Once again, I want to thank you for the great, fantastic Saturday yesterday. And I didn't mean to leave the Westbergs out. Thank you so very much for your ministry to those children yesterday. That was a great blessing. We want to start today and look at a passage of Scripture that when you first look at it, you think, okay, I know that. I'm having Diane start interpreting for me, and we're going to actually in a few minutes just change, and I'll be signing and speaking at the same time. Let me just give a disclaimer at the beginning of this. Sometimes when you do this type of thing, you sign and you speak at the same time. The two languages are very different. So sometimes you can't come up with the right English word, or sometimes you can't come up with the right sign. Those of you who have seen this before, you've seen this happen. If it's new to you, we preach a little slower. We cover a little less ground than we normally do when we preach. We try to make it extremely clear, and so we're going to use a visual means as well. We're going to put the verses on the screen here. That's to help deaf people know where we are in the Scripture and know what we're talking about. By the way, it'll help us as well. But especially for the deaf is the reason we do this. And I just wanted to say this before I get into the message. Everything looks so great around here. Y'all been working hard. It's really obvious. And so it's just tremendous. I know you're celebrating 50 years of ministry this year. Praise the Lord for that. Faithfulness, there's nothing like it. It's a blessing to be faithful to the Lord, and it's a blessing to watch others be faithful to the Lord. The Scripture starts in Hebrews with one word, God. And we're going to look at this passage of Scripture here. I'm not going to read all the way through it. We're going to look at this and look at these phrase by phrase as we talk this morning. But before we do that, let's open with a word of prayer, asking God's blessing on His Word to our hearts today. Let's pray. Father, thank You so very much for the Word of God. Thank You, Lord, for this church who has remained faithful over these years. Lord, may we look today into the Word of God expecting a blessing. Father, may we be here at church today not just to be here, but Lord, we seek something from You. We need Your touch this morning. We need to be encouraged and challenged from above. Lord, we need to give You our worship and praise this morning. We need to do so with our attention. We need to do so with our response. We need to do so from our hearts. And so, Lord, help us as we look at this great passage of Scripture. We pray that You'll challenge us. We pray that You'll encourage us. We pray that we will be different. We pray, Lord, that we will look at You in a different way today. In Jesus' name we do ask. Amen. I've entitled this, Our Great Savior. The word great in sign language, you do great like this, you know, big, 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 but it's not just big. There's another sign that we use for great, and that's this sign. And it translates into English as awesome, or amazing, or top teeth, bottom teeth, like this. And as you look in these verses, you see the wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. You see the God who made everything and who's revealed Himself through Jesus Christ. Let's look at these verses, it says. The next slide here says, God. God, it starts with the word, with the name of God. There's another book in the Bible that started with the name of God. It says, in the beginning, God. The Bible does not start trying to explain who God is. The Bible does not start trying to explain and convince you that God is great. The Bible starts and just simply says, God did this. It would be good for us to recognize that there is a God in heaven, that God is active and involved in our lives daily. God wants to reveal Himself to you. That's the reason He wrote the Bible. That's the reason He gave us His Word, so that we could understand, and as we learned in Sunday school class, comprehend. They got it, okay? Comprehend the Lord and His love to us. And it says, God, who, God, at sundry, and when we preach and teach to deaf people, they'll talk back to us, okay? It's okay for you to talk back to me when I'm preaching, all right? Amen is good, but you can answer with answer questions that I'll pose as well. And it says, God who at sundry times. Sundry, what does it mean, sundry? Okay? various. Long time ago, there was a store, you would call it the sundry store. I'm not old enough to remember that, but I've heard it from older people, okay? And some of you going, yeah, I remember that. And it's sundry. And the Bible is saying that God himself, at sundry times, at different times, throughout all of history, God has revealed himself to mankind. He started in the beginning, and he revealed, throughout all of the stories in the Bible, God would reveal himself, and at sundry times. It was a timeline from the beginning of time all the way up until now, God has revealed himself to mankind. It says God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners. Now, the word there that you see, the word on the screen, it says divers. Okay? Divers. Going down and swimming. Diver. Okay, that's not the word. The word is sundry times and diverse manners or ways. God chose some very interesting ways to reveal himself. There was a bush that burned, and God spoke through that bush, that burning bush. There were stories of where the rod became a snake, became a rod. There was a donkey who spoke. And in all of these different ways, God has revealed himself to mankind. God says, you guys down there, you men, you women, you are so dumb, I've got to use all these different ways to try to get myself across to you. By the way, we are very limited in our minds. We're very limited in our understanding of God. We're very limited in our understanding of his will and what he's trying to accomplish in this world. Sometimes we get very narrow-minded and we think only of ourselves. Sometimes we forget that there's a world out there that God wants to reach with the gospel. And it says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, and then it says, spake in time past. God spake to us in the past. But I'm so glad that it was not only in the past. God continues to speak, but God did reveal himself, speak. Now, we use the word speak. It doesn't mean it was always voice. God used the prophets. There's an interesting sign in sign language. I think you ought to see this. When we talk about the inspiration of the Word of God, inspiration. God inspired the Word of God. Okay, the sign is inspire like this. But that does not give the full idea of the meaning of what God did when he revealed, when he gave us the Bible. God did essentially this. Here's a man. And God is up here going, in heaven. He's writing his word in heaven, and a man is writing it here on paper. Interesting. So God spake in time past by the prophets. And we have the Bible. By the way, when God spoke and he gave us the Bible, this doesn't change. It's forever. It was written in heaven. And so it's written here, and you can't just say, well, I thought I like a different way of saying that. I was teaching a sign language class one time, and I was teaching the sign class, and this lady in the class said, oh, that's a good sign, but I like it better. I'm going to invent a new sign. She was a hearing person. She was trying to invent new signs. Is it all right to invent new signs and change for the hearing? No, okay. You know, a deaf person can invent a sign, that's fine. But a hearing person invent a sign? No. But this lady said, no, I like it better. I'm a change. She had all these crazy ideas. And the deaf said, no, you can't do that. With the Bible, you can't just come up with your own crazy ideas of what it means. It's there. It's God's word. You can take it and put it this way, but you can't take it and do this with it. You can't do that. It is God's word, and he spake in time past by the prophets. Oh, but it gets better. Verse 2, it says, hath in these last days spoken unto us. These last days. Okay, so here we are at sundry times and in diverse manners, and now we are over here in the last days. We do live in the last days. I don't know if we will see 2017. I don't know. We may see 2050. I don't know. But we are in the last days, because in all of history, when God created the world and the prophets and all of these things, and now in the last days began with Jesus Christ. We are in the last days of the world, of the earth. Is it going to be this year that the rapture happens? I don't know. The song was about what heaven means to me. Wow. The song was a mighty fortress. Fortress is our God, the offertory song. And all of these different songs, and we look at it and we say, it may be today that Jesus Christ will come back. It may be tomorrow. We need to realize that in all of this time, we are in the last days. And He spoke in these last days, it says, has spoken to us by His Son, Jesus Christ. The point of all of the Bible is Jesus Christ. We live in a world today, every person says, me. I want, what's in it for me? What do I get? I. Yesterday we were talking Fantastic Saturday, if you remember, and we lined up all of the ministries, the leaders from the different ministries. They were lined up all across the front here. And we said, okay, take your hands, take your fingers. In fact, we'll do this with you too. You can take your fingers, all right? Take your fingers like this and go like this and go, me. And that's the world we live in. What do I get? And then we said this, okay, no, okay, let's change that, and let's take this, take your finger like this, okay? And this is the word I, this letter I. If you do it like this, it means I, okay? I. But in American Sign Language, it means a kind of a snobbish I. She's going, yes. Okay. So you don't sign I like this. You sign I like this. But okay, so I. And the world lives like that. Okay, take your hands again like this. And this is what we said yesterday in Fantastic Saturday was, all of us, we're here for Him. And that's what it is. We live in a world that's focused on us, but the point is Jesus Christ. The point of the Bible all throughout, when God spoke in time past, He was pointing to Jesus Christ. And then after Jesus Christ, it tells us how to live right so we can point to Jesus Christ as well. And there's much more there, of course. He's spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things. The point is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ will heir. Now, let me ask over here. Do you know what it means, heir? History, okay, all right. And she said, no. And do you know what it means, heir? Heir, you know, heir, not hair, no, okay. All right, heir, okay. Heir, it means when everything is done and a person dies, all of their things they give. Heir, the person that receives them is heir. Okay. Jesus Christ, when everything is done, He receives everything. He's the point. He's the heir of all things. And then it says an interesting thing. It says, by whom He, God, also made the worlds. So who created the world? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Okay? But in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it says, all things were made by Him, Jesus Christ. So who made the world? God through Jesus Christ. Jesus was there at the beginning. It's a complicated plan. I'm glad that God understands it, because I don't understand all of it. But I can trust Him, and you can trust Him. He's got it written down, the things that we need to know, and in the future we will understand the things that we need to know. But for right now, just trust Him, Jesus Christ. And then it says, it describes Jesus Christ. Who? He, Jesus Christ, being the brightness of His glory. His glory. The brightness of His glory. Did God come to this earth so we can see God? Yes or no? Okay, physically. Did God come down here? We can see God's physical being. Okay? Jesus Christ left heaven, came to this earth so that we could see the brightness of His, God's glory in Jesus Christ. Again, the point is Jesus Christ. Let's show you, we have a slide up here of the brightness of His glory. I think the next one is, oops, did it do it? Try it again. It didn't do it, huh? It's kind of, it doesn't, oops, it just goes past. See how fast that was? Okay. Sometimes it's hard to see it fast, too fast. You know. The brightness of His glory. Jesus Christ lived on this earth only 33 years. It was like, boom! But we have the testimony in the Bible. We have the Word of God. That one man, if I say man, was God showing His glory. God in the flesh. And He, in that short period of time, was the point, the focal point of all history. We even say B.C., A.D., A.D. does not mean after death. It means in the year of our Lord. Now they're trying to change it into, what do they change it? In the I.C. or C.E., something, common era. What is that? B.C.E. B.C.E., before the common era, something like that. And they're trying to wipe out Christ's name. Okay, yeah, that's the world we live in. Okay, okay. But the point is Jesus Christ, who being the brightness of His glory. Glory is a strange word. What does it mean, glory, in sign language? What does it mean? In fact, okay, that's the sign for it. Tell me what it means, glory. Somebody tell me, what does it mean, glory? What? Honor, okay. What else? You're afraid to answer, okay. Because everybody's going, we sing the word glory, we say the word glory, but what does it mean, glory? I don't know what it means, glory. It has about five different definitions. It means His honor to Him. It means His brightness. It means His shining in a sense of pride. The glory of God is His overwhelming, His superiority over us. And it means a whole lot of different... Look up the word glory in your dictionary. It's an interesting idea. And all of that was revealed in Jesus Christ. And it says the express exact image of His Son. We're going to try this next slide, you get it up there if that comes up. See if we can get the one that says, is there a picture next? The next one up here. It did it again. Okay, just go back and forth a little bit. Maybe you can catch who that is and you tell me who that is. All right, do it again. There you go. Can you see who that is? Okay, who is that picture? Do it again. Here. Okay. All right. It doesn't. It's hard. I don't know why it's messed up, but it's my problem, not theirs. Okay, so, okay, who is that person? Who is the person that you saw up there? Could you see it? Could you catch it? You're saying me and my wife? Okay. Is that who it is? It's me and my wife? It's not. Mm-mm. That is not me and my wife. Me and my wife are right here. Okay, that's a picture. Okay. Now, when we saw Jesus Christ, we saw a picture of God. He was God in the flesh. Yes, okay, I'm not taking away from that. I'm saying that we saw the exact image of God. The picture, if we could keep it up here, you'd say, yeah, that looks just like them. Jesus Christ looked just like God. I don't mean His body, I mean who He was. And then it says, when He, upholding all things by the word of His power, when He Himself hath purged our sins, purge, take away, remove, cancel, throw out, cleaned, make it perfect. He purged our sins. I am so glad that I do not have to bear the weight of my heavy sin and guilt. I grew up in church. I was a good boy. And I know my sin. And I know some of the things that I was involved in wrongfully. And I know some of the thoughts that I have had in the past. And I know some of the... Now, don't try to guess what my sins were. You've got plenty yourself, okay? All right? All right? That's what it is. Okay? My sin, but your sins, and all of our sins, He wiped them out, erased them, blew them away, far as the east is from the west, in the deepest of the sea. My sins are G-O-N-E, gone. He purged my sins. Amen! Wow! That's good. The point is Jesus Christ. And He purged our sins. Let me take a pause right there. It's not only us sitting in this room hearing people. We have a deaf section over here. Let me just pause. We're getting to the application of this, and then we're gonna move on real quick and be done. Deaf people are a little different than hearing people. Is that right? Hearing people have different ways. Sometimes deaf look at hearing and they go, they're so different. And hearing people look at deaf and they go, they're so different. Deaf people, the next slide here, deaf people have their own language. It is so different. The Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to almost every creature. Say what? No? Is that wrong? You're right. Okay, let's do the next slide. Okay, every creature. All right, I know what I'm doing, okay? Don't tell your pastor I put that other one up there, okay? There's a point behind this. Preach the gospel to every person. Every one of us. I'm so glad to see this church. You guys are a mixed multitude of people. That's a blessing. You're great. You have deaf, you have people from other countries, you have all these different faces in here, you have different backgrounds in here, and you accept them all. What a blessing. What a blessing. And you can get along and you serve the Lord together. And deaf people have their own language, they have their own culture, they have their own way of doing things. So in fact, just show the next thing real quickly here. All these different, they're so different than hearing people. I am so glad many years ago God called me to work with the deaf. You say, aren't you focusing on just a small group of people? Yes, but God called us to that ministry. Just like God called you to a certain ministry. And you're involved over here, or you're involved over here, or maybe you're just kind of not involved. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto us by the prophets, and the point was Jesus Christ and all of that, and we're sitting back here going, oh, that's nice. I like this church. There's so much to do. Next slide here. Deaf people, in their own way, they're asking these questions. What does it mean, sin? What does it mean, the cross? What does it mean, Jesus? What does it mean, the Bible? Why, church? Why are you people not selfish? Why? What's different about you? Deaf, ask those questions. The hearing people around you ask those questions. The ministries you have here, people ask those questions. They don't understand. And it's our great honor to take this Bible, which God at sundry times and diverse manners hath revealed. And we take this and we give it to somebody else. And we help them understand. And when they get it, then they, that person, can take it and reveal it to somebody else and help them understand. And it goes on and on and on. Even today, your pastor's in another country, way off somewhere, because of this process. What a blessing. What a blessing. Next slide over here. Ask you one question, and then we're going to close with the last verse here. Whom should we exclude from the gospel? No one. Thank God for a church who loves people. Thank God for a church who reaches out to all people. Thank God for a church that has a deaf ministry and people whose heart, who give up your life just to focus on deaf people. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, Stephen, who've been faithful for many years. Thank God for you and the interpreters and the people. Thank God for the people over here that play these instruments. Thank God for those. Thank God for the people who pick up people on the bus. Thank God for the people that are out there waiting. And I saw them waiting this morning, waiting for the bus kids to come in. And thank God for all of us who serve Him. Let's look at this and we'll close. Okay? He purged our sins. And then lastly, it says He sat down. Oh, let's move on down to the last part there. Keep on going. Okay. For sake of time, we'll cut that other thing out. He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, where one day you will be. Not on the right hand, but you'll be there in His presence. And I will be. And those people whom we minister to will be. So let me ask you a question this morning. That's all the preaching. Let me ask you a question. Do you have Jesus? Do you know for sure that you have Jesus in your heart? You're saved. You have Him right there. Yesterday, a deaf lady said, what? I'm not clear. What? Explain. And Brother Alan Snare, who's deaf preacher with our ministry, he sat this lady down. He explained the gospel to her. She goes, ah, I want that. And she got saved. What a joy. And that's what happens all the time here in the different ministries. But if you are here and you do not have Jesus Christ, you do not know He is inside of your heart, you do not know that if you died, you would go to heaven, you don't know that, let me say this. God, in various ways, has revealed Himself through the Bible so that you can take this and say, I want that, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the point. And when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, everything changes. And what a wonderful change it is. If you don't have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need Him today. If you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, don't be like this, serving Him, because we are in the last days. Shall we stand, please? Diane, would you interpret, please? We're not going to take long with an invitation here, but we do want to give an invitation. If we could have every head bowed and every eye closed just for a moment, we're going to just move quickly along here. But if you are here today and you do not